In the summertime, it's important to stay hydrated. It's important to stay cool. And it's also important.
And that's why we're selling shutter shades.
No, we're not selling
brightly colored shutter shades. So everybody looks, stay cool.
Your dog and cat.
Shutter shades for dogs and cats.
Your pets need to stay cool.
With shutter shades.
Hydrated. Give your dog or cat more water in the summer than they usually have. It's important. Keep them in cool places. Don't leave them outside in the hot summer months. Think about it and be more careful.
Also, think about shutter shades. Oh. I got a really good deal on shutter shades. We all were that if you have a child and you go to the birthing class,
yep,
you're automatically a doctor. And that's pretty the way cool. The world works.
Well, I just like the title, really.
Yeah.
It's more of the...
It's an honorary.
Yeah.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, Anthony, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you believe human beings have a sixth sense?
Oh, God. Well, this is where, if we don't point out that the sixth sense is kind of balance...
Well,
this is okay. Where if we don't point out all the internet videos that everybody's watched that say the sixth sense is
right,
then we get 100 tweets, and I don't want 100 tweets.
Let me ask you,
the sixth sense, Jeff, is probably balance, or it's a magnetic thing, or like whatever, like blah blah blah. But what is this article saying the sixth sense is? Now that the idea of a sixth sense has been ruined by internet pedants everywhere,
this is about the magnetic idea specifically.
Yeah.
Magnetoreceptor.
Magnetoreception. Yes, it's very common in animals, particularly in birds.
Right.
That's how they know where to migrate and where they're going. That's why they have such a wonderful sense of direction.
We don't know how it works. We don't have any idea where it's located in the bird.
There's a tiny magnet in a bird brain.
Well, we think that might be it.
There you go.
But we're not sure. There is one.
That's called Occam's razor.
I don't think that's what that's called.
If it seems like a bird has a magnet in it, then it's worth two birds.
That's from
in
that
a bush.
That famous bird, Occam.
Occam the bird. That's a bird call.
Occam.
Occam. Occam. Occam's razor is named after the type of bird noise that this theory makes.
It's a razor feather. They call them.
Yep. Yeah.
We are experts. This is an article sent to us by
birds creep me out like
Chris
crazy.
Leslie sent us to wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com. This is an article about a fella scientist. At Caltech, who believes strongly, and this has been debated a lot, but he believes strongly that human beings also have magnetoreceptors and that we have a sixth sense. We have a tune into the magnetic polarity of the Earth.
But we ignore it because of television and cell phones, you guys.
Yeah.
If we just went back out into nature, we would be able to feel the magnetic pull of nature. Take off your clothes.
Go into the woods.
Get rid of your cell phone. Keep your cell phone. Keep your cell phone because you could get lost, and also who knows what kind of rare Pokemon are out there in Pokemon Go. But for the most part, you want to disconnect and get back into nature.
Right.
But keep your cell phone with you.
Cell phone, no clothes. Where do I put the cell phone? Don't ask. Don't ask.
There are any number of ideas that immediately pop into my head, and whichever one you're comfortable with is the one that I want you to
do. It's that old phrase, don't ask, don't call.
That's called Occam's cell phone.
Put it on vibrate,
put
don't
it
ask,
on,
don't call.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so this is a guy
at
Caltech.
He thinks that we have this.
He, in fact, claims that he has an experiment that is repeatable and testable that proves that we have some sort of sixth sense about magnetism of the Earth. Now, people have claimed this in the past, and like any magic or extrasensory perception thing, the real test is whether the experiment is repeatable in, you know, a closed environment. Well,
sure.
He claims he's got one. So far, he's
what
only
is the
done
experiment?
It, he's only done it with 24 participants.
Okay.
But there is a group in Japan and a group in New Zealand that are now in the process
what
of
is the
peer
experiment?
Reviewing. So here's what he does.
What is it?
He takes people, he built himself a Faraday cage.
Okay.
And that Faraday cage blocks out any kind of...
Bird.
Yes. Any kind of Faraday.
No cheating, no birds allowed near you when you're taking the magnetoreception test.
It's a thin aluminum box.
Hey. Just, which way is north? Like right now, like which way is north though? Right now.
To your left, man.
Okay, are you sure?
I mean, your left or my... I think it's your left, but could be wrong. I mean, it's real dark in here.
Yeah, also, you're a bird. Do birds know left from right?
Yeah, look at my left... Oh, shit, you just fucked me up. Which one of my wings is my left wing?
If you hold up your wing and it makes an L.
But none of my wings make L's. They just make... They make kind of upside down U's.
Right.
Or like a V, kind of a V, but upside down.
Someone's coming, someone's coming.
Sorry.
All right, well, just like, which way do you think is north? Just point to it. Just point your beak towards it.
Okay, right there? Is that north?
Dude, I'm asking you!
No, I know, but like...
Oh, I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail, and then I'm never gonna get to be a bird.
Don't cheat off
me. Is that why they're taking this test?
That's where you're headed?
Because then they get to be birds?
Yeah, then you get to be a bird.
That wasn't where I was headed. That's just a question. Why else would we need it?
So he built this Faraday cage that is
a... If you could take a test to be a bird, would you?
I would. If at the end of that test and I passed it, I could fly.
You just flew right out of the door? You'd have to leave your human life behind.
I think that's called a pilot's license test.
Fun story. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, hit me.
I have an aunt. I'm not going to say her name on the show, but my aunt. Mm-hmm.
Aunt Carboni.
Aunt, she's not a Carboni, actually, but my aunt is a very serious woman.
Okay.
Like, very serious. And I don't mean serious, like, dour, like, not fun to be around or whatever. She just, she doesn't have a sense of humor. She's one of those people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't think that way.
Right.
I'm 5 years old, right? I'm running around her house. She's watching me while my mom's gone. And I walk up to her and I go, you know, I've always wanted to fly. I've always wanted to know how to fly. Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, your uncle can fly. And I go, what? She's like, yeah, your uncle can fly. He can fly? Yeah, he can fly. He does it all the time. I mean, he doesn't do it all the time. He used to do it more before we had the kids, but yeah. And I'm just like, no! How did he learn? How did he learn to fly? And she's like, well, he went to a school. You have to put in a lot of hours with somebody who already knows how to fly. And then once you put in enough hours, they let you fly on your own.
Yeah.
How do I take this class?
Yeah. Wow. She thinks she's really inspiring the youth of today.
She thinks I'm literally talking about getting a pilot's license at the age of 5.
She really thinks she's doing something magical by inspiring you to like...
I'm running around the house with my arms out and I stop to tell her I wish I could fly.
Yeah.
And she immediately thinks, well, a pilot's license is very expensive for someone your age.
My mother
comes home and I go, She told me that he can fly. And she looks at me and she goes, Anthony, he means an airplane. He can fly an airplane.
You're like, there are airplanes?
And I go, and I look at her and I go, anybody can fly an airplane?
Oh.
Like, I was so disappointed. And then I also was just like, fuck you, anybody can fly an airplane. That was my immediate response. Like, oh, operating a machine. Great. I could operate that machine. Let me at it. I'm 5 years old. I've been alive forever.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a sad day.
That was a very sad day in my life.
Birds.
I do. If I ever see a bird on the street, I spit on it.
So this guy built this Faraday cage, which is this, this box that shuts out all,
thoughts.
Stuff. You know, it's pitch black. You're only exposed to there's no interference and pure magnetic field. No other stimuli in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're sitting there. You're hooked up to an EEG monitor to map your brain activity. And then he starts letting in a rotating
birds.
Magnetic field.
Okay. Similar to the magnetic Earth. Field. Okay.
No birds are involved.
Okay.
You gotta let the birds go.
I can't.
He.
I want this to end with everybody gets to be a bird.
He then claims that by checking your brain waves with the EEG, there is a drop every time in the alpha waves in your brain. And the participants who are inside this cage, inside a rotating magnetic field similar to the Earth's.
Okay.
So he says that must mean that on some level, humans are able to pick up, because there's no other stimuli, we're able to pick up, sense the magnetic field of the Earth.
Okay. I mean, I'll buy it on a certain level. I mean, because at a certain point, we're talking about something that is a physical thing, right? These waves are real things. They're not like it's not like imaginary magic or witchcraft or something.
Right.
It's like a type of radiation.
Right.
So I wonder if we're feeling it on a physical level. and responding to it. Like if there's a lot of radiation in an area, it just kind of naturally makes us like respond differently. Like our like on a physiological level, like
right.
our bodies respond differently.
So basically, you're
and
saying
so
like,
that ups brain activity. I don't know.
You're saying like this would be the same as you walk into a radioactive zone and you get sick. It's like your body can sense it.
No, that's different. That's different. I'm just saying like. You know how there are some people that that genuinely believe that if they're in an area with like tons of power lines and Wi-Fi and all that stuff that gives them like more headaches than they would normally have. I don't know how much I buy any of this. I don't know how much I buy this guy's stuff. I don't know how much I buy that theory from those people. But I do think if it is a physical radiation, sure, there's probably a physiological response to it on some level. Does that mean that we have a sixth sense where we can tell where these magnetic waves are coming from? Can we tell magnetic north the way a bird can? I don't know if it means that. It just means that we're responding to some sort of physiological stimulus.
Right. Well, why would other mammals be able to do this? Like, for example,
because
like,
they're better than us. Oh. They're better than us at a lot of shit, man. How come dogs get to hear better? Because that's the way that dogs work. How come squirrels get to climb trees real fast? Because that's how squirrels do. We don't bird. You know what I mean? We ain't squirrel. We ain't dog.
It's true.
Why would we bird, Jeff?
Well, dog
That's
also,
my question to the scientific community. Why would we bird?
It turns out that dogs poop according to magnetic fields, too. It's
yes,
certain
they,
mammals.
North, they don't want to be, or they want to be kind of more north-south.
So they're mammals. They're not birds. They're a little closer on the genetic scale to
yeah, but
to
it's
us.
Not it's you know
I want to poop on a north and south axis, Anthony. I want to tune in to my natural affinity to the magnetic fields and determine which way to drop logs.
Listen, Mr. Kaiser, I have shown you 18 houses. I cannot guarantee that the toilet will be facing magnetic north. I can't do. Nobody builds houses that way. You could always remodel the bathroom.
You understand how large your commission for this sale would be. You understand that. You understand how much I'm investing in these properties.
But if you have this much money to spend and you know that nobody else wants to build a toilet on a north, it's not that they don't want to, they just don't think about it.
Right.
Well,
they aren't as in tune as I am.
What's the problem with remodeling the bathroom if you have all this money to spend?
I want it already done. I didn't come here.
All right, well, let's go.
I don't
want
to spend another single day shitting on an east-west axis. You talk. I did not go to Stanford and commit my life to making money so that I would shit east and west. Dear God, man.
Harold? Harold?
Tina, come in here.
Harold, is the mean man not going to give us the house that we deserve?
Look what you've done. Look at this woman.
My husband works very hard. He works very hard, and he doesn't want to shit east-west like some sort of an animal.
That's right.
All we want is to live with a little bit of human dignity.
It is more like... Honey, I hate to be a stickler, but it is more like animals to shit north and south. That's the whole point, is that we want to be more like animals. It's not that we don't want to be animals. It's that we want to be more... We want to be connected to our ancestry...
Okay, Harold, I'll be outside fucking the driver.
She's gonna fuck him on an east-west axis.
Just to make you angry.
Just to make me angry.
I'm really sorry about that, Mr. Kaiser. Well, I have a lovely home that I can show you in the hills. It's 45 minutes away. You'll have to drive. Do you want to wait 15 minutes for them to be done?
I always do. So, show me the office.
So dogs do it, but the dogs don't do it as like, they're not so like rigid about it. Like when that study came out, everybody went, wait, I've never noticed my dog shitting north.
Oh yeah. I've never noticed my dog be real particular about where it takes a shit. I've never noticed my dog
I've never noticed my spend dog
20
spin
minutes
around.
For looking at the exact right place to piss and then decide it's going to shit and I'm waiting there in the fucking cold
no, but
holding
the difference
leash
is,
with my hand in a plastic bag like a goddamn popper.
No, but they don't wind up after all of that. They don't wind up north-south. That's the thing about
that. Because dogs are also dumb.
Right.
They have good intentions.
The range
They'll
of...
waste my time all day long.
So there are different reasons why dogs spin around. Like the northwest thing is one of them. The other reason is like the theory is they stamp it down before they go to
with
the,
all their feelings.
With all, they stamp down all their feelings and their emotions. Uh-huh. They bottle them up inside. And then they turn it into physical shit.
They're like, you're gonna watch me do this, aren't you? You're gonna stand there with a bag on your hand. But they, you're gonna watch me. I gotta stamp down all
my
feelings.
But they stamp down the ground like high grass or whatever yeah. it is. They stamp it down and then they go to the bathroom in it so they can easily cover it up.
Right.
And then the other idea is that the other idea why they go north south is if you're going east west, the sun is either in your eyes or at your back, which either, makes it so they can't see predators or that predators have a perfect view of them
right.
without them being able to see. So by being north-south, a little more against the exact sun, they can look left and right and see things that are coming at them.
Same reason that guy wanted to buy that house.
Is it a little bit magnetic? Probably. But they don't go... Don't think that your dog is pooping like a compass, is what I'm saying. Your dog does not poop like a goddamn compass.
Well, tell that to the person who... Lost in the
Tell
woods.
That to this dog that's also an Eagle Scout. And always knows which way north is. Yeah.
You're going to take away his badge? You're going to take away his directional poop badge?
I would never take away his directional poop badge. How but I may take away his magnetoreception badge. Which, they shouldn't be two different badges.
It sounds
anyway.
Like you think this scientist is a quack.
I don't think he's a quack. I think we do respond to physiological stimuli, or physical stimuli. I just don't know if we have a magnetic sense. You know that I was going to get the magnet in my finger.
I know that you were going to get the magnet in your finger.
I was going to get, you put a you magnet.
You legitimately wanted to do that.
I still want to do it. Where they slice open your finger. They yeah. insert a magnet that's in like a silicone encasing.
Yeah.
And your nerves kind of like grow back the way they are. And they kind of wrap around this thing. And you can sort of feel the pull of the magnet. And you can feel when there are magnetic fields around you.
And you can erase people's hard drives.
You can erase people's hard drives.
By walking over to their house you and
can,
touching it.
You can fish paper clips out of your couch.
Oh, that's the really helpful
you can do,
part.
I mean, it's really like being some sort of a cyborg superhero from
why
the future.
Is that guy?
That's really what it's like.
Why is that guy on the beach just running his finger over the sand constantly? He's the world's most inefficient mind detector.
He's looking for coins. He put a magnet in his finger and he's looking for coins and nobody told him that coins aren't magnetic. He did all this research on getting the magnet in his finger. Didn't stop to think if he'd ever seen a nickel picked up with a magnet. The answer is he did not.
Oh,
the answer
boy.
Is he did not. But no, I think I wanted to do it because I'm fascinated by magnetoreception and I was like, oh, it would be cool if we did have something like that.
You wanted to force it upon you rather than believing it's in you innately.
Forcing evolution. Deus Ex, everybody.
You just don't believe you already have it.
Human augmentation. I don't think I already have it. No. And I think if we do have it, it's so far removed from us now that we may have some sort of vestigial thing about us.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe we pick up on it a little, but I don't think we have any way to process that information anymore.
Well, maybe we're not processing it consciously, but maybe there's some part of us that determines things subconsciously. And, you know, maybe feng shui is like, you know, there's something about the alignment of things that we don't understand. Yeah. And,
like the Happy Home Academy.
Yeah. Maybe you got to get rid of things unless you love them.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, all these superstitions kind of come from somewhere, right? You would hope so.
Yeah.
You'd hope there was some sort of thing backing this up. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Would you sit in the Faraday cage and find out if you could feel the pull of the earth?
Sure.
In your brain?
Why not?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
It doesn't seem like, I mean, that's an easy yes because, like, I mean, unless it was a far drive. Because there's like, because there's nothing that's going to happen, like, right? Like some of these things we ask, like, if we would do them and it's like, oh, well, that sounds dangerous or scary or whatever.
No one asks about the commute.
No one asks about, but this one, like, literally my only problem would be like, I don't know, is it like a tank of gas to get there? Do I have to plan out a full day? They're obviously not bringing the Faraday cage to me.
Yeah. We got to get portable Faraday cages.
That's what we
got to
get. So like, yes, if it was commuting distance and it didn't take up too much of my day, yeah, I'd sit there. Because I don't think you feel anything, Jeff. They just take your brain waves. It's not like...
That's got to be the most boring thing ever. You're sitting in a sensory deprivation cage.
And not even sensory deprivation. It's just like... It's just a cage.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out in a quiet room.
All right. Mr. Johnson, we're going to start the gamut now.
Cool. I can't wait to feel the magnetism all around me.
All right. We're all done. That's all we needed. Thank you.
That was it?
Yep.
I thought I was going to feel like my hair was going to stand on end or nothing
like
I'd see some, maybe my heart rate would go up or something. I thought it would take longer.
No, we appreciate all your
We really appreciate you driving all the way out here.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 2.5 hours. I feel like you could have found somebody closer.
We're all done. Thank you so much.
Do you guys validate parking?
Nope.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
That's great. Because I've been here for exactly 16 minutes, so I don't even get the free part. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, so...
glad to do my part.
Thanks for your participation.
Yeah, stop thanking me and just open the cage, I guess.
All right.
I'm going to punch you when you open it.
Just open that. What's that?
I'm going to punch you when you open this cage.
I think that's lunch. We're going to... We'll be back in a second.
You got to let me out eventually! And when you do, I'll punch you! Fly away like a bird. Yeah, I'd try it out. Do you think that we have magneto reception on some level?
I don't know. I'm a skeptic by nature when it comes to all that stuff. But there's part of me that feels like it is a thing in animals. Mm-hmm. So there may be, as you said, some vestigial part of us that still is sensitive to those things.
Yeah.
And I do believe on a certain level, and maybe this is superstition, but I do believe on a certain level that we take in a lot more information than our five senses would lead us to believe. We are sensitive to stuff that we don't understand, and it causes us to behave in ways we can't predict.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's probably a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, it's probably ghosts.
Anyway, do you guys believe that we have this? Do you think we have some sort of form of it? Would you get a magnet in your finger?
Yeah.
Because I think I can get us like a Groupon or a Mass Drop or something if we all decided that we were going to get magnets in our fingers.
Anthony, would you call that a five-finger discount?
You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Birdman. And hey.
Birdman!
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Either the cartoon or the rapster, whichever one you prefer.
I like it.
Hey, by the way, guys, if you're enjoying the show.
Ah, I'm so glad you asked. I am enjoying the show very, very much.
Idiot bastard.
What?
You know I'm talking to the audience. At this point, we even have cameras set up, and you can see that I'm looking into the camera to speak to the audience and not you. And you still... I'm beginning to think that this is just a mix of egotism and wanting to anger me.
There's a reflection right in the lens there. I can see you looking at me.
Jeff looks into that camera, and he goes, pretty bird, pretty bird, pretty bird. Literally until the moment we start rolling.
Anthony's looking right at me.
One of the things that I was going to mention is if you are enjoying the show... We do have video episodes now.
What?
Yep. If you head to youtube.com/wehaveconcernshow, if you're not watching this on video, you could have watched this on video, sucker.
Ha ha. Now you're going to watch it again.
Jerk. I can't believe you.
You're going to see all the things we did that just for the video audience, and you're going to be so sad.
I've been juggling the whole time, moron. And you missed it.
Oh, it's so good.
The
chainsaw part was impressive.
So we would love it if you would head to youtube.com/wehaveconcernshow and sign up there, subscribe. Not every episode will be video, so you do want to be sure to subscribe so you know when new videos come out. And of course, head to Patreon if you so choose, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, and kick in a little if you haven't already.
Support Anthony's juggling habit.
Support my juggling habit.
Yeah.
Help us get these videos made. Help us add new and exciting things to the podcast and get yourself some extra bonus things along the way. That's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.